From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Just one of three constitutional amendments passed on Tuesday, and it wasn't the one that would have legalized medical marijuana. Margie Menzel reports.
Amendment 1, a land conservation amendment, passed with about 75% of the vote. It requires the state to dedicate a portion of real estate tax revenue over the next 20 years for environmental preservation. Allison DeFore chaired the effort to pass the measure.
Clearly, the people of Florida care about their environment, and that's we believed that when we started this effort and bet everything we had on it, and it appears our hope was warranted.
But Floridians defeated Amendment 2, which would have legalized medical marijuana. At first, the measure seemed poised for passage, but after a barrage of negative ads by opponents, it fell below the required 60% approval. Vote No on 2 spokeswoman Sarah Bascom said voters made the right decision.
There's no do-overs in the Constitution, so the only way to rectify this amendment and to fix this issue was to vote no.
University of South Florida political scientist Susan McManus says proposed constitutional amendments are often hard to understand and hard-fought.
So it's the confusion plus the competitiveness of them that makes it hard to get 60%.
Voters rejected a third amendment that involved the appointment of Supreme Court justices and appeals court judges. I'm Margie Menzel in Tallahassee.
The $390 million plan to replace Miami-Dade County's aging downtown courthouse failed with voters, but they did approve turning over the fairground site to the Florida International University for campus expansion. Remember, you can listen to WLRN on iTunes Radio. Just search WLRN and add us to your iTunes station list. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.